children brought here illegally from other countries who are allowed to stay as part of the DREAM Act. Right? What is with total amnesty? But our future. And he said, our future rests on the success. It was in Massachusetts, in Worcester Tech. And he said about 30 to 40% of the kids in this school, by the way, are dream kids. You wouldn't know it by looking at them because they're as American as apple pie. But every single one of these kids, you might not be able to tell the difference. But a whole bunch of them, they're worried about whether or not they're going to be able to finance their college education of their immigrant status. They're worried about whether, in fact, this country they love so deeply loves them back and understands that our future rests on their success. Why wouldn't we want to give them that certainty that they are a part of the fabric of this nation, that we're counting on them and we're going to make them succeed? Why wouldn't we want to do that? Excuse me, I want to make sure that I understand this. Obama's a Worcester Tech, and he is speaking to, it's for the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, it's fundraiser stuff. And he said, our future rests on the success of Dream Kids. Mr. Snerdley, for those who do not know, what are dream kids? What are we talking about here? Children brought here illegally from other countries who are allowed to stay as part of the DREAM Act. Right? What is with total amnesty. But our future. Obama is saying our future rests on the success of these kids. What the hell? Now, nothing against these kids, but we have to define terms here. When Obama says our future rests on the success of Dream Kids, he's not talking about America, folks. He's not talking about Main Street. He's not talking about the United States. He's talking about the Democrat Party. Make no mistake, this is at a Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee fundraiser at Worcester Tech in Massachusetts. When he says, our future rests on the success of Dream Kids, he says, these are our future voters. We want them to succeed. I mean, we want them to get here. We want them to stay here. And look at this. They're worried. Dream Kids. Now, I don't know about you, but we're talking what age group would you suggest we're talking about here? So teenagers and younger, right? Teenagers and younger. And Obama says they are worried about whether, in fact, America, which they love so deeply, loves them back. And they worry whether or not we understand that our future rests on their success. These teenagers, they're sitting around, they talk amongst themselves, and they are saying, gee, I wonder if the American people realize that their future depends on our success. This is what Obama says that they're talking about. And he said, why wouldn't we want to give them, the dream kids, the certainty that they are part of the fabric of this nation, that we are counting on them, and that we are going to make sure they succeed? Why wouldn't we want to do that as Democrats? So these young people, he said, they're graduating, they're ready to go to college, but also certified nurses, EMT folks, many of them are choosing to join the military, and they will contribute to our country in this way. And looking out as I was speaking to them and then shaking their hands and giving them hugs and high fives and all the things that kids do at a graduation, I thought to myself, how could we not want to invest in these kids? How could we not want to invest in these dream kids? Fine and dandy, but what about everybody else? What makes them special? No, seriously, what makes them special? What makes them special is that they are seen as future registered Democrats. That's what makes them special.